Chapter 5. Chris had a dream overnight that he had an old-fashioned white Cadillac and was posing as a chauffeur, and he drove to Roland's neighborhood and there was a bocce ball game going on in the park. Except when he got closer, they weren't tossing balls, they were tossing doll heads that had $100 bills taped to them. It was a weird and unpleasant dream. And Chris could feel himself sweating. But it continued a bit longer, Roland finishing the game and flagging him down like he was a cabbie, and Chris turning on the AC caused Roland to gasp and grab his throat and keel over in the back seat. And Chris was fine up front. Maybe he had his window open a slit. Hard to tell why. At any rate, the point of the dream, Chris supposed, was in it. He now had to call Mancuso at 2 a.m. to help him get rid of Roland. And they ended up at the same place, the ex-military plot, past Torrance, and they threw Roland in the little marsh same way as the other guy, Ralph, except it was more like quicksand this time. Roland hit the surface, bobbed for a moment, and then got sucked under, except the whole marsh got sucked down too, to where when they drove out of there, you had a hole as deep as the Grand Canyon. Chris tried to dismiss the dream in the morning as idiotic and sat around in his robe watching baseball highlights, all the announcers saying the ball was juiced this year, replays pointing to light-hitting infielders hitting the ball out the opposite way, especially AT&T Park in San Francisco where that never happened, which was now playing like Coors Field in Denver, which was a mile high. The dream was cockamamied, obviously, but it was idiotic specifically because Chris couldn't see any way you drive up to Roland in South Central and work something out. A white guy in a Camry interacting with Roland, much less persuading him into your vehicle, is going to stand out like a sore thumb. Chris had some L.A. maps, paper ones that you could spread out that he'd picked up from AAA when he moved down here, and he put it together that the Hoover that Roland R.K. referenced on the phone, and hopefully what he meant was that was part of the address where the wrong Roland mail that came to him should have gone, and it appeared on the map as South Hoover, but same thing. The good thing being West 67th Street, out of the inmate database, connected to it. Meaning,